It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret. This next conversation started thanks to a suggestion from a listener, Tracy in Black Earth. Tracy told us their church in the community west of Madison recently hired a nurse to help members of the congregation navigate medical and spiritual needs. Medicine and religion have long histories together, from medieval hospital chaplains to 19th century nursing nuns and spiritual midwives. In Black Earth, Vermont Lutheran Church's first licensed practical nurse, Hannah Klingman, is here to talk about her new role there. And Reverend Rebecca Clancy also joins us to explain how Vermont Lutheran is incorporating a faith community LPN into that congregation. They recently talked to Kate Archer Kent. Here's a listen.
Reverend Clancy, why did you decide to add a licensed practical nurse to your church staff?
Well, it was somewhat happenstantial. I didn't arrive there and say the first thing I want to do is add. Now, Hannah's now calling herself the Faith Community LPN. We tweaked and tweaked with what her title would be. So we finally lit on Faith Community LPN. So at any rate, I didn't just come into the community and identify this as our central need. It was more in response to an increase in the inReach need in our church, so that when I got there, it was fairly manageable. But inReach can really vary very quickly. So if you have a couple people who move into a near-death position, or if you have somebody who suffered an accident or a couple of cancer diagnoses, all of a sudden you can go from a manageable load to an unmanageable load. And I knew when I turned in my mileage for 1 month and it was 1,200 miles that I needed help with this, because this isn't the only hat I wear at the church, of course. So I was kind of bemoaning to an affiliate of the church that the inReach need had gotten very intense. And he said, what can be done to help? And I lit upon, kind of spontaneously, it would be great to bring in what used to be known as the parish nurse, because the parish nurse is kind of an obsolete title, but it's also kind of gone by the wayside because of post-COVID church realities. Churches are kind of contracting and not expanding. So that's a position that many churches can't afford to fund. But at any rate, he said, what could be done to help? And I said, if we could revive something like a parish nurse, that would be fantastic. Well, little did I know that he apparently collaborated with his wife and the next day wrote and said that he and his wife would be happy to fund that position into the future. So it was providential, bordering on a miracle. So from there, we just advertised and we interviewed, and Hannah was the standout.
Hannah, I understand you are both spiritually and medically trained. What does that mean?
It's about looking at the whole person, both their spiritual mind and body, as all encompassing, and healing them from that aspect. And whether it be if they get diagnoses, helping them through those on the medical side of things, and then on the spiritual side, going with Rebecca, praying for them, helping them get to church, and that's part of inReach team.
Have you been in a position like this before?
I have not.
What is your reaction? How is it going?
It's going wonderful, I think. I'm much enjoying this beautiful, spirited congregation and getting to know them. It's almost as if it's a second family, honestly.
Pastor Clancy, you've used the term inReach. What types of people in your congregation reach out for help?
All sorts of people. So it's not just the people themselves. It's their caregivers, their family. So I know that Hannah is now working with not the direct recipient of the diagnosis, but with the family to find an appropriate care facility. So it's people who have received a bad diagnosis, people who are suffering from various forms of dementia. It's people who have just had a child, or it runs across the need presents itself as it emerges. So, you know, Hannah's kind of on stand, you know, she's got a host of people that she's caring for in a number of different ways. And then she's on standby for what's going to emerge. So I just this Sunday, I shook hands with a man and he said, my wife's not in church because she's so very pregnant. So there's going to be, you know, a different type of care. So it's across the spectrum. And as the school year begins, the church school year begins, and the kids are all coming back from their various vacations. And so I personally, since I teach confirmation, want her to get involved with the confirmands and give them a lot of messaging around ways to stay healthy preemptively and avoiding drugs and avoiding alcohol and so forth. So she's pretty much across the board, but that's how it is in a church. I mean, she's only been here for a short time. So her position is going to grow as she grows it, and it's going to grow across the board as she gets more fully immersed in church life.
Hannah, as you get more immersed in church life, what sort of guidance do you hope to be able to offer for the youth in the church?
Along with what Pastor Rebecca said, what it means to have a healthy lifestyle, and which is inclusive of exercise and healthy food choices and taking care of their spiritual side as well, and following what Pastor Rebecca will be teaching them in their classes through church.
And Rebecca, you know, do you visit members of the congregation together?
Not yet.
Okay, not yet. Yeah.
Not yet. InReach is better one-on-one. Once you get a third party, and particularly if it's a third party family member, there's intimacy that gets impaired. So it's starting to parse itself out where who needs to see me and who needs to see Hannah, because Hannah brings a spiritual and a medical component. But there are a lot of people who have deep theological questions about different crises that have befallen them, so that if you get a terrible diagnosis, you know, like a stage 4 cancer diagnosis, or if your son kills himself, or, you know, these people want theological answers for that. And so that's where I'm maintaining I'm maintaining what I used to do, but Hannah's filling a lot of the stuff that I'm not necessary for, that she's better than I am for those visits.
And I wonder about filling the gaps as Wisconsinites are coping with chronic diseases and diabetes, cancer, you mentioned, and then access to healthcare, especially in rural areas of the state. Can a nurse in a spiritual setting address some of these challenges and these gaps?
So that's one of the things, you know, we put together this massive job description for her. And one of the things was to access local resources and also to function as an interface between the patient and the family and the patient's medical team. So she's working in all those directions. As I said, she's juggling so many balls that, you know, as soon as she gets a few up, you know, she's now mastering who needs a visit and how often, and how this InReach team that she's now managing can help with the rotation of visits and so forth. So that's what we'll say, that that's on her list of things to do.
Hannah, how do you juggle these priorities when you see various members of the church community who all have needs? How do you prioritize those needs?
Well, it helps to be flexible, number one. It's come with experience, honestly, to learn how to prioritize.
We are discussing the overlap of healthcare and spirituality with Hannah Klingman, who is a licensed practical nurse and the Faith Community LPN, and Rebecca Clancy, pastor for Vermont Lutheran Church in Black Earth, as we talk about the role of this position. Rebecca Clancy, I'm wondering, are you seeing any trends in this area? Are other churches hiring these types of nurses? Are there trends among how churches are approaching medical spiritual questions?
I would say trend is too strong a word. I'm hoping that our church will inspire others to follow in our path. But as I said, the church is still struggling post-COVID. And it's trying to stop contracting and start expanding, but it lost a lot of ground during COVID. And so financially, it's probably not an option for many congregations. Although I could speak to the benefits of, you know, there's a clergy shortage nationally in every denomination. And one way to get some of the ministry done that needs to get done is by hiring non-clergy people in spiritual positions. So, I mean, that's another benefit of having this kind of position. So the thing is so new that we're just not there yet. So I'm used to growing something in a church, and it's got kind of its own organic process, and you prune it and manage it a little bit, and it grows this way and it grows that way. We're just getting off the ground with this. All I know for sure is that Hannah's the right person. So there's a book that was written for business people that a businessman in my church gave me to read, and it was called Good to Great. And one of the things I took away from that is get the right people on the bus. You don't need to manage everything on the front end. Get the right people on the bus, and the bus will head in the right direction. And that's very much how we feel about Hannah. The congregation has embraced her, and we need her.
You mentioned the COVID pandemic. I'm wondering, how might the faith community nurses have been impacted by the pandemic, or perhaps repercussions of that role due to, you know, the virus and the spread of the disease?
Yeah, well, this is not a position that is frequently occurring in churches. Mm. It kind of had its heyday about 20 years ago, and then it began to fade for this reason or that, and then COVID gave it its kind of coup de grace. So it's precisely for diseases like COVID, and you know, there's all sorts of diseases on the horizon that we're hearing about, like monkeypox and so forth. It's precisely because of those kinds of diseases that come around that it's valuable to have a faith community nurse at your church. You're already in place. So as I said, this is one of the many, many things. You know, she's working now 20 hours a week, and I think that's probably all she wants to work. But I think there will be a growing need as more need presents itself. But certainly, I mean, as I said, we've got quite a list of things to do. One of the things is to maintain supplies and to make sure we're all educated as to where supplies are. So Hannah would know what's on the supply list, but that's just one of the COVID piece. The supply piece, there's lots and lots and lots of pieces. And it, you know, as a pastor, your church is a family in more ways than one, because it's definitely a familial relationship. But as you manage your family, you just kind of know what each day is going to bring and know what needs to be done and so forth. And so except it's kind of a bigger show, but this is how it's going to be with Hannah. She's going to get a handle on all these different pieces and parts as she moves more fully into the position.
Hannah, as you encounter more homebound seniors in your church, how do you handle the mental health piece, especially as some seniors might feel very lonely or be affected by a condition that they're trying to navigate, a medical condition?
I actually have a psychology degree that kind of helps with that as well. And also as part of the experience as well, my dad fits exactly what you just described. And so extremely firsthand experience, with finding him resources, from the community and trying to encourage is in that lonely aspect, them to visit senior centers, libraries. They have so many resources out there, and it's just connecting them and encouraging them to make that first step. And also if it's a transportation roadblock, then helping them to navigate that as well.
Hannah, what are some of the things you're hoping to implement in this role, and how you want to grow it as part of Vermont Lutheran Church?
So just to touch on a couple, actually, there's what I'm learning from my class is there's this ministry called Befriender Ministry, where you have volunteers, which will be probably my in-reach team, and them kind of looking at, I mean, it's along the same lines of what we're already doing, but maybe just calling it a different title. And even including the youth, like, let's say we have like also lonely children, right, that feel alone, because I've seen it. I used to work in the school system where they felt like they didn't have any friends. So I would try to send one of my team members, or if they had children in their family, connect the children together via that route. And then also there is also a movement ministry that I would hope to implement someday. And you're actually, our pastor here, Reverend Rebecca, is very much into yoga and does it on a daily basis, and was hoping to get her involved in sort of maybe like a monthly class that would help keep our our members moving.
Oh, Reverend Clancy, are those types of things that Hannah can take on allow you some space to be able to pursue some new things with the church?
Absolutely. Because if you're driving, I mean, do the math, if you're driving over 1,000 miles a month, just and that's just driving time doing pastoral care, then yeah, you get really, really monopolized. And then it's either at the expense of the in-reach people who need care, or it's at the expense of your other duties. So yeah, she's really freeing up my time. Although Hannah, I really like your thinking on that yoga class thing. So that would be something, you know, so as I said, all these ideas are going to be, you know, kind of germinating as she, you know, she's now receiving a certification to be a licensed faith community LPN. So she's getting ideas from there to bring into the church. So yes, for sure. Because like the need at a church is bottomless. I mean, the caution to pastors is always don't burn out, you know, establish boundaries. So there's always plenty to do. And so, yeah, I mean, I used to be a lecturer. And so I like to lecture. And now one of the things I'm doing now is, you know, I was lecturing last year, but I'm tweaking my lecture series to be more reflective of, I think, would be effective in a church setting. So all these things take time. And when you're you know, always on the go, always on the fly, you can't find the space to figure out what you need to do and what needs to be done. So she's really, really helped me a lot. It's almost like before Hannah and after Hannah.
Wow. And Reverend Clancy, how will you measure success or figure out whether this position should be a permanent part of your church staff?
Well, I think it is a permanent part of the church staff because everybody loves Hannah. But my measurables are ironically not based on any measurability standard. My measurables are always highly intuitive. I mean, everybody knows if there's an increase of morale or an increase of joy or an increase of enthusiasm or an increase of vitality that we've done the right thing. So I don't quantify measurables like most people. I kind of go with my gut.
And your gut is telling you that this is really good for your church community.
Yeah, it's one of the best decisions I've ever made by accident.
Well, Pastor Clancy and Hannah Klingman, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it, and I enjoyed talking with you.
That's Pastor Rebecca Clancy of Vermont Lutheran Church in Black Earth and Hannah Klingman, the church's first licensed practical nurse minister. They talked to my co-host, Kate Archer-Kent. Hey, if you follow Wisconsin Public Radio on social media, did you know we have 2 Facebook feeds? There's one called Wisconsin Public Radio. You probably could have figured that one out your own self. But there's also one called WPR Music, Arts, and Culture. As the name suggests, it's less about breaking news and politics and all about things happening in creative culture around the state and people doing interesting stuff in communities like yours. Check it out, especially if you ever need a break from the news. It's WPR Music, Arts, and Culture over on Facebook.